بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. With regard to the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we cannot stress enough, our whole lives can go, we can't stress the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our way to Jannat, and that is our way to gain great connection and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is not aware of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is he going to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it's extremely important that we try and learn every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even at home, mashallah, the small kitab of our illustrious Dada Shaykh, beautiful sunnah of the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should try and read this kitab even 1-2 minutes at home. Read one sunnah, the next day revise that same sunnah, read the next sunnah. And don't just read it, ask one another, did I start practicing on the sunnah, etc. And then we'll see automatically, like Hazrat says, there is no vacuum in this world. Scientists will tell you there's an empty space. But there's no empty space. If you leave out good deeds from your home, noor, they will disappear. And darkness will come. Then you see TVs are coming in the house. These days now all laptops and all these different gadgets, etc. Children are more involved in that because we have left out the sunnah. To remove that, instead of trying to shout them and put force, that won't help. Easy way, just start making ta'aleem, little 5 minutes, then ask one another, did we start the sunnah with eagerness? And tell, I started it already, you started it, so we'll encourage one another, then we'll see, inshallah, how nur of Allah Ta'ala will come automatically, all that games and all will disappear from the home. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We are busy discussing the sunnah. When entering and leaving the toilet, yesterday we learned the sunnah. When you have to go and relieve yourself, then your lower garment, that is your trouser, etc., lower it when you are as close as possible to the sitting position. Then lower it. Today we learn when coming out from the toilet, step out with the right foot and then recite the dua. In fact, we learned this yesterday also. That and be conscious that I'm doing it, even if you are doing it. One is out of habit, and one is you become conscious. And then your habit becomes your deen, that is reality. But consciously, because it must become your deen, not just a habit and you're unmindful. It's your umure shar'iyya, umure tab'iyya ban jai. One of the objects of tasawwuf and coming to the khanka, etc., is that your nature becomes deen. But that will come when you are conscious that I'm doing this because it is a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just I'm just doing it because this is my habit and you're just doing it like that. No. Be conscious about it. Then you'll get the reward for every sunnah, 100 shaheed sawab, besides the reward of the sunnah itself. Today we learn, before entering the toilet, remove any ring, etc., upon which any ayat or the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is visible. If a taweez is covered with a cloth and stone, it will be permissible to enter while wearing it. Similarly, a person got a Quran Sharif in his pocket, better to put it one side, take it out from your pocket. When relieving oneself, do not face the Qibla or not turn the back towards it. In other words, facing the Qibla also, or your back is facing the Qibla, a person should be conscious of this. This shows disrespect. And as we have learned, that disrespect is more dangerous than committing a sin also. So a person should be conscious, and these days, like Hazrat mentioned, even in the Haramain Sharifain, they made an effort in the hotel that they make the toilet such that it faces the Qibla. Today we buy homes, etc., and mostly 99% high toilets, and mostly facing the Qibla. Now Shaitan puts in our mind, now why you want to damage the toilet? No, make that little effort. pay little and change the direction of the toilet. And in fact, put a flat toilet in the home also. People should know this is a Muslim home. Not sadly today, Allahu Akbar. We buy homes where they got that area, what is called, look like a bar. Now instead of demolishing it and taking out that, we leave it there. And we just, like Hazrat says, we put the Islamic flavor. Now we'll put grape juice, but same kind bottles, etc. That is terrible. That we won't get the barakat of that home, and evil will come into our house. So we shouldn't imitate the kufar and just try and put an Islamic flavor. And this will come as we make our zikr of Allah Ta'ala and we read these poems, these du'as. Then we become conscious, what am I doing? And did I buy the house for show or did I buy the house for my necessity, etc. So yesterday we learned this poem here. That nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab, tu matloob, main hu talib tera. That as you making your zikr, after every 8-10 times you read the whole kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now when you're saying la ilaha illallah, you're taking out from your heart, so what you're saying? Oh Allah, I got no objective in life, in both the world. My object is not even any goodness of this world. When I got you, what more I want? And Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Ali, great, great personalities, used to get up middle of the night and say, Ya Allah, if I'm getting up to Hajjud because I want to be safe from Jahannam, then throw me in Jahannam. If I'm getting up because I want Jannat, then deprive me. But if I'm getting up because I want you, O Allah, please make me yours. And if we become Allah, then everything is ours. So, we ask Allah Ta'ala, that tu matloob, O Allah, you my objective. This is why I'm making zikr. And then we'll become conscious. Zikr now will bring consciousness in us. And our intentions will become correct also. And mayhu talib tera, I'm just an odd, I'm a seeker for you, Ya Allah. I'm not worth it. Where can I have the guts to ask for you, O Allah? But I see your kindness is so great. You are so magnificent. You are so kind. That to anybody you make your friend, who just got talab, who just got desire. So I'm also desirous of this, O Allah. Uta gham rak umid imdad haq se tujhe gham hai kya. Then Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who used to say these poems in his zikr, he says, love the grief, don't have the despondency that where Allah can make me his friend. Who am I? And that is why many people say, where my du'as get accepted? Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, that is a form of pride. That you think, oh, your sins are more than Allah's rahmat. Never ever. So similarly, just lift up that veil of grief and that veil of the doubt that where can I become the friend of Allah? Rak umid, have hope. Imdad, that Hazrat Haji Imdadullah is addressing himself, that, oh Imdad, what you asking for? You asking for a very great thing. That you saying, Allah, I want you only. I don't want nothing in both the world. Now, what do you, come to your senses, what you asking? But he says, no, don't worry. You just love that grief from your heart, that way, how can I ask like this? You have great hope in the mercy of Allah. Imdad haq se, have hope in Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the true giver of everything. Tujhe gham hai kya? Then what will you have grief that how can I ask like this? Then you ask for Allah, the greatest, you ask the skies. And whatever Allah gives us, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So in this way, if we make our zikr inshallah, concentrating, as you make your zikr, you'll see your whole life, you won't want to stop making zikr. Because there's no end to the ma'rifah, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And that is why we're doing this very important subject of Anwarus Salah. That how do I get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah made it very easy for us. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Yesterday we started with the first lesson of the reality of salah And we learned before that as a person makes his salah and try and make this effort in doing his zikr, etc., his connection with his shaykh, then as you perform your salah, you realize that my salah is useless. I'm the biggest sinner on the face of the earth. And if a person have this attitude, that no, now I'm becoming a big buzurg. Look at my salah now. And people are looking at me, how I'm making salah, etc. Then that person, he's in misconception. And like Hazrat says, you're in ignorance and you don't know you don't know. How stupid is that? You don't know something, but you think you know too much. Or you think you know something, but you don't realize I don't know anything. And that kind of salah is like shaitan. Shaitan made every portion on the earth virtually. He made sajda. But that sajda made him proud, that I am somebody great. So we have to, that is why without the cause of the taking bad to a sheikh and doing your islah, ibadat can throw you into jahannam. That same namaz that has to take us to jannat, it will throw us into jahannam. So we have to have this reality that without this cause, and many people have this misconception, what's the need to go to a sheikh, etc.? We doing work of deen, etc. Just work on your amal, read long nafal namaz. But we see today in many deen institutions, in all the different works of deen, unnecessary quarrels, fraud, and unnecessary now there's friction. Why? We never do the cause. To humble ourselves, to realize that where can we be in the doing the work of Allah, any work of Allah Ta'ala. Allah allows you as a slave to do it, then it is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. Hazrat gives a beautiful example, it's like a rich man. Like Hazrat said yesterday also, today you can't give examples of checks, etc. Now checks is outdated. But for example, a rich man, he wants to write a check, and he's got the checkbook in front of him. He's got 3-4 checkbooks, and he's got about 10 pens on his desk. So if he picks up one pen and one checkbook, he writes a check of 1 million. If that pen boasts and that check boasts that I'm a million rand check, then it's stupidity. Because one small mistake, he just cancels it, that you are cancelled. So if we say, I'm doing work of deen, Allah is mustaghni, Allah is independent, even with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So we have to realize that the more I recognize Allah, as we're learning in this first sabak, Allah has sent out of His extreme kindness and benevolence, Allah has sent the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us irfan, to teach us who is Allah Ta'ala. And then a person realizes, where me, and just to enter the court of Allah, to enter the masjid. So with regard to that, a person, and generally people are of three types. We should make dua, Allah make us of the right type. One is a person who is regarded as a naqid. Naqid is a person who goes to masjid, or even you come masjid, etc., just to look for faults. That your nature is such. You anything, somebody is just doing something, now you complain. Or look at the toilet, toilets are so dirty. Or look at the muazzin never change the towels, etc. Such a person will never progress. Like one such person went to a alim in Bhopal, and after he went to Nizamuddin, and he learned that is a place where people are, alhamdulillah, changing their lives, realizing the importance of deen. And what is the sign that you realize the importance of deen? Now you go to the ulama to learn deen. Then you go to the mashayikh. Not think that, no, I'm in effort of deen, so I know I'm already a big buzurg, I'm a big alim. No. So anyway, this person came there, and he came at that time when it was namaz time. And namaz time, there's a pond there, people are making wudu, so the water is also splashed, and a lot of people come, so the champals are also there outside. So he came with that type of mind, that instead of coming to benefit and see after namaz the program that will take place, what great benefit, he came and he saw, hey, this is a dirty place. So then he went back to his town and he met the Salim. He said, Hazrat, I went to Nizamuddin and people say that there's benefit, but it's a very dirty place. So immediately Maulana made out that this man, his nature is such. He just look at faults all the time. Allah save me first of all of us. So Maulana said that you see the nature of a pig, even if you put it in the most beautiful garden, it won't look at the beautiful flowers and all that. It will go dig somewhere in the corner till it takes out dirt, and then it will be happy. So we shouldn't be a naqid. We shouldn't come there. Let me just go hear the bayan. And like Hazrat says, today we have become such. Just one clip you take out of the bayan of the sheikh or any alim, and you put it in a in the wrong context, and you say Hazrat said that. The other part of the bayan you don't do. So you cause harm to yourself and to others. The second type of person is a qani. He is contented. Now I'm performing namaz. Alhamdulillah, I did the course now. Now my namaz is coming. It's on par. I'm getting a pass mark. In fact, my mark is increasing. But you complacent, you happy. I just attend majlis. You don't come with a correct intention, open-hearted. Then such a person, you won't progress. It's like Hazrat explained, you throw a ball up in the air. How much force you throw it and how much that ball has got weight, it will go to that distance. That ball is not going to stay in the air. It's going to come down quicker. So exactly the same. When you're happy, no, I'm okay, then you're not going to progress and get closer and closer to Allah. You're going to fall down very quick. So never ever, even a student of deen, the more you learn deen, the more you realize I know nothing. And like Allah Akbar, Hazrat Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahmatullahi used to tell his students, when they finish become alim course, he used to tell them, Ayyuhal Juhala, that, ignorant people, now start learning. Now you only learned how to read from kitabs. So when we come here, we just learn how to apply ourselves in life. And the third person who benefits all the time, he is a person who is called a talib, a seeker, like we just learned in the zikr. Nehu talib tera. Oh Allah, I'm just desiring. That is a talib ilm. Person came to learn knowledge. So if you came to desire, to learn knowledge, then you don't sit with your cell phone. You don't become unmindful. When you enter the masjid, you came to desire Allah. You came to meet Allah. So you don't come unmindful. You see, you come with a proper etiquette, adab, etc. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we are busy with the first lesson, where we should realize that Allah Ta'ala has given us namaz as a great, great gift. This is such a gift that now a person won't come for salah as a burden. And won't come last minute, you realize. This is such a dollar, such a gift that the whole world put together can't pay for one, just that Allahu Akbar of salah. So and who came to teach us this in the sadqa of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So now when you enter the masjid also, you take Allah's name and you recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it was not Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where we should learn about Allah's ma'rifat, Allah's greatness? So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did such a splendid work that the world was lost, insaniyat was lost in total ignorance. They were in deviation. They didn't know what was humanity. And that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Today we say we're in a very progressive age, scientific age, but we're in sophisticated ignorance today. They bury their daughters alive, we committing zina and we are having abortions. And not only non-Muslims, this is happening. Allah sends conditions according to the actions of the believers. So in a Muslim homes, Muslim schools, etc. And this is all the kuffar type of teachings. That have safe sex. Where you to get a thing like safe sex? That light the fire and then protect yourself. Islam teaches us wala taqrabu zina. Come out of this this deviation. You totally lost and you don't know you lost. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to pull out people. And how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took out the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. What a splendid job Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Hey, what an effort. That Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and Allah praises them in the Qur'an-i Kareem, Rijal, these are men. Once upon a time, they were lost in total ignorance and they became the height of where nobody can reach. So we have to follow in their footsteps. Then Hazrat further mentioned, after the praises of Allah Ta'ala and the praises of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, what a great favor Allah has done, that Allah has given knowledge through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the ulama-i kiram. And now Allah has left them to teach us our deen and to teach us how to tread on the path of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how to recognize Allah. So this is where we have to come to learn ma'rifat, to learn about Allah. Then we'll see salat, and then other ibadat is not an, it's not an effort, it's an enjoyment. More than we'll enjoy our milkshakes, etc., you'll run for salah. Allah give me, just to talk is very easy, to listen is more easy. But at least we realize this, we make dua, and we come with this intention to the majalis, that this reality, at least a spark of it comes in mind. One drop of Allah's love come in your heart, your whole life will change. And then you want more and more all the time. And then a person should recognize Allah in such a way, or uski sifat jaane. And then you come to learn what are the qualities of Allah. The qualities of Allah. Just one hadith, 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. And each name we read, how we enjoy when the ulama are reading here and making dua after that. That is, we just hearing the names. And many of us, mashallah, we know it off by heart. Very good. But to know the meaning of each name of Allah, just to know in one hadith, what is Allah, this quality of Allah, that quality. And then like Hazrat says, it's like a keyboard. You want anything, you just press this button. You want forgiveness from Allah, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Ghafoor. You want richness, you're in a problem, Ya Mughni. You want independence, you don't want to be overtaken with the richness of people. You realize that. Hazrat says that one time a Mufti Sahib came to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, our Dada Sheikh, whose name was Abdul Muqeed. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib, they're very jovial also, and he used to teach in a very beautiful way. He asked Mufti Sahib, do you know the meaning of your name, Abdul Muqeed? So Mufti also said, Hazrat, no, I don't know, please tell me. So like Hazrat says that we, even you can be a alim and you can be a Mufti, we think we know so much. But here, what in the kitabs, you'll just learn the masail of namaz, etc. Here you will learn the reality of namaz. This is what you, but you have to know the masail also. Without knowing the masail, and you say, no, I just want to learn the reality, become a Sufi, that namaz will be totally not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So first learn the masail, like how Mufti Sahib is teaching us, and then you learn the reality. So then Hazrat told him, Muqeed is Allah Ta'ala's special quality of, and we also didn't know, we learned from our Shaykh, otherwise where we know anything. So Hazrat said, Muqeed is that great being who gives sustenance. And not only sustenance that we think of bodily sustenance, the main sustenance is the sustenance of the ruh, that Allah gives us our spiritual food. And what spiritual food Allah gave us? Just the kalima itself to repeat, and your face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Then what is salah? What is tilawat? Allah gave us, and then this month of Ramadan is full of spiritual sustenance, that a person won't even think of iftar. And then iftar time come, automatically you'll make shukr. Ya Allah, this is your ni'mat. My body also need it. So Allah Ta'ala, is, when a person comes to realize the qualities of Allah, you can't help just falling in love with Allah. Normally we don't know Allah Ta'ala, unfortunately. So we get scared, like a person gets scared. Hey, how can I go meet the Shaykh? You know, and Allah has made natural that the mashayikh, they got what is called rob. When you look at them, you get scared. But in reality, when you come to know them, like a person is gone to visit his uncle, his father left him, he's gone for Hajj, but he heard, my uncle is very strict, etc. So he's scared. I'm going to stay with my uncle, but I have to stay there. But as he's staying, he sees, oh, my uncle is soft. Whatever I want, he gives me. He's so kind. So we, unfortunately, because we don't know Allah, then people even utter words that how come there's punishment here, how come there's disaster here. That is Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, that is also a mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so great, so magnificent, so kind, Allah is so loving. There isn't anybody in the whole world, parents or anybody, that tolerates like Allah Ta'ala. In fact, there are 8 angels that are holding up the arsh of Allah. 4 on the one side, 4 on the other side. All the time singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala. That on the one side, these angels are singing the praises, Subhanallah wa bihamdik, lakal hamdu ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. That all praise, pure are you, O Allah, all praise, lakal hamdu, praises to you, ala hilmik, upon your tolerance, ba'da ilmik, despite you know. A child does something wrong in the house secretly, father doesn't know. When he comes to know after 10 days, he still gets angry. Allah immediately knows I'm making bad nazri. Allah can make me blind, but Allah tolerates. Look at the non-Muslims. These people say we atheists. Allah is still giving them so lot food, etc. So how tolerant is Allah? We don't know. When we come to know an iota, that I'm, what a life I led. I didn't know what salah was about. Allah still allowed me in the masjid. And lakal the other farishta on the other side, again, Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Lakal hamdu ala afwika ba'da kudratika. Said, oh Allah, all praises to you that you just forgive, despite you got full power. Allah is not scared in the least, but that if I punish anybody, that they will come with their armies, etc. And what they will do, Allah Ta'ala showed the people of Samud and Lut and how they disobeyed Allah. Then Allah said, the Samud, they even killed the camel of Allah. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِزَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عَقْبَاهَا. Allah smashed them to smothering, and Allah didn't fear that they will rebel against Allah. Even government today, if any province has an uproar, and they see the province is, there's riots, etc., they won't just take immediate action. That if we take action, they will come with more forces, and they will fight against us. Allah Ta'ala is not scared for any. Who has Allah is to be scared for? Allah is the sole Qadir Mutlaq. So when we come to know Allah Ta'ala, then what is the sign that we realize how great is Allah? Uske hukam ko malum kare. Now learn what is the laws of Allah. How we have to respect Allah, how we have to obey Allah Ta'ala. Or marzi, na marzi, uski tahqeeq kare. And then find out and learn. Go to the ulama-i-kiram and learn what will please Allah, what will displease Allah Ta'ala. Not you say you love your today in the church, in the school, they teach their children, go home and say, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. But they don't teach their children, go and respect your parents. Find out what your father likes and do that. That is what we have to teach them. Not just the words of love and etc. So, a person who doesn't know Allah Ta'ala, like a person is praising his father or grandfather, my father was an orthopedic surgeon, but he doesn't even know what it means. So what's the good of that? So if we praising Allah Ta'ala, but we don't know, and we don't know what makes Allah happy, you say you love your mother, but you're doing things that upsets her. So we have to know what makes Allah Ta'ala happy, what makes Allah Ta'ala unhappy. And that is why we have to come here. One is to learn the masail, very, very important. That all what is the mustahabbat of salah also. What is makruh in salah? Forget the faraz wajibat. That's why you see sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were not like us. Like Hazrat says, today we learn knowledge and we say, it's just sunnat. So I can leave out the two sunnat. It's ghair muakkada. Or it's just nafal namaz. No. Sahaba, when they knew just 2 rakats nafal, Allah will be so happy. They made an effort to do it. Yes, you don't regard it as farz. Sometimes you got important work, you have to go, you leave out your nafal namaz, no problem. But not for petty excuses. So that when a person comes to know what Allah Ta'ala loves, then you eager to obey Allah's commands. Then guna se bachna asan nahi, mazedar hoga. It will be very, very tasty to stay away from. Son, that and when you come to know that, ke baghair uske bandagi nahi, that without being, I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made me, Allah has owned me, and I am the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so how can't I love like a slave? If I want to love like a boss, then Allah is going to kick you out of his court. A person, even you for an ordinary person, rich person, you love like a slave, he'll make you like a king, like Luqman alayhi salam. He loved like a slave in front of his master. Master made him like a king. That any good thing on the market first he used to get. So we have to realize that we have to bring slavery in our life. And this is ibadat. And who the greatest personality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to show us how to love like slaves. Today we want to sit in restaurants, on big armchairs. Even we go to Haram Sharif, we see now today the doors are closed. We have to cry, it's my son, that I used to worry which hotel I'm going to stay, what breakfast, spending my time more there, and do not even go to the Haram for Ishraq Salah, or for the Chash Namaz, etc., and sitting on a nice armchair and eating, and I think now I'm in Haram Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I get my food, I sit like a humble slave on the ground. I don't deserve this. So if we're not doing slavery, then how we haven't got an idea who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah who is our Malik, and Allah teaches us every rakat, read Maliki Yawmi Deen, that I am your owner. And this reality, if you don't realize in the world, on the day of Qiyamah, like here in this world, you just hear a lion roar, you get scared. On that day when Allah will announce what Jalal, what grace force, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, for who is sovereignty today? Now even the malaika will shake. Even the anbiya will shake. Then it's too late to realize. So that is why Allah has given us this great ibadah through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an effort on Sahaba and taught them the greatness of Allah. How they used to shake when they used to just think of any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Sahaba made a mistake and they went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no, please make our tawbah. We can't wait for Qiyamah. Even if they committed zina, they wanted to be stoned and they wanted to be purified, etc. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize when a person starts knowing that, then he'll become a slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. اور جو بندگی بجا لاوے بندہ بجا نہ لاوے وہ بندہ نہیں. If a person doesn't love like a slave, then he can't be a servant in the court of Allah. Like that pen doesn't deserve to be existing. It can be just thrown into the dustbin. So Allah Ta'ala can throw us away any minute. Allah Ta'ala is mustaghni. Allah never ever think that I'm indispensable. I'm running this madrasa, I'm doing this work, I'm the amir here, or I'm the sheikh. Even the biggest sheikh in the world, he has to be worried. Allah must not reject me any minute. Any second Allah Ta'ala can reject us. The slightest pride can come. And look at Iblis, he thought he's very pious. And how he got rejected. So a person, if you don't fulfill the rights of slavery by obeying Allah's commands and learning what is Allah's commands, today, sadly, we are committing sin, we don't know it's sin. I'm taking a photo, what's wrong? Somebody even tell you, why are you taking a photo of your qurbani? What's wrong? I'll just show my people. You're saying, what's wrong on haram? Allahu Akbar. So we have to realize this reality, and this will come with the reality of salah, that first do the cause of the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. Aur bari bandagi namaz hai. And then Hazrat explained, one of the heights of showing your slavery, of showing your true slavehood, is when you stand in salah. So Allah has given us this great gift, otherwise how we should know how to love like slaves in front of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave this great gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what a great, on a golden tray, took him right to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and then say, give to my ummah, give your ummati also, give my servant, that they become my slaves. And the more you become a slave of Allah, man tawaza lillah rafa'ahu Allah. You humble yourself for Allah, Allah will raise you up. In slavery, there is honor. And in proudness, that somebody must recognize me. In there, there's our disgrace. So namaz supposed to bring humbleness. But when we do our cause of on our heart. Otherwise, outward namaz will bring pride in us. You read two rakats tahajjud for a few days, now you age. I'm a tahajjud guzar now. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabool nahi. Without salah, without learning how to make salah, all your other slavery, you won't learn the reality of it. So it's so easy, Hazrat says, that
Many people, we want to make our Islam, we want to correct our lives, but we want to go the difficult part. Try and take out one sin. That is very difficult. Allah made it so easy. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. You just work on your salah. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is so easy. Work on the main aspect after iman. The greatest ibadat is salah. So you work on your salah, your whole deen will come right. So that is why we first come and make a cause of our zikr and continuously, and then learn what is salah. Just initial sabak teaches us what a great gift and what salah is. Now you won't be feeling as a burden, hey, namaz time. Now you'll be eager, Allah Akbar, me and in the court of Allah. I want to be that slave that Allah accepts me. Allah doesn't need me. So then a person, without learning how to make your salah, all your other ibadat, you won't get it right. So make a cause on salah, like Hazrat says, simple to understand. If you bring one Allah, tawheed in your heart, you got the number one. And then whatever action you do, for example, you make salah. Now put a numeral to it, even if you put zero. But you got the one in front, now it's 10. Now you keep roza, another zero you put, your stages are gone higher, 100 now. You give zakat, it's gone 1,000. But if you don't bring Allah, you don't make an effort on salah, that means your life is still void. You're reading namaz, but you're not establishing your namaz. You're not perfecting your namaz. And that's why you feel it like a burden. And you say, my life is not going right. Salah will do everything for us, provided we learn what is salah all about. We don't learn, like Hazrat gives always the example of the old man who doesn't know how to change the wheel of the car. What a mess he'll make. So we learn salah, and then see all the other ibadat. Now you'll enjoy all the other ibadat. Nahi kyukar sira sab bandagiyo aur bure kamo se bachne ka yahi hai. Hazrat says that this is the root that will, once you make a do your learn about salah, this will be the root that will able to stop you from all types of evil. Inna salah tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. You want to control your gazes, you want to get rid of sports from your life, etc. You just work on your salah. And for that we have to first do our cause of our zikrullah, connection with the mashayikh. Then we'll see how eager we'll want to learn about salah. Here we're just getting an idea what salah is all about. We'll go home, we'll go over this kitab again, ask one alim to again repeat it with us. And as a person comes regularly to the majlis, then see a person comes to realize that what the effort of salah, otherwise myself I'm talking of. We may reading salah 30 years, 40 years, we still not even lifting our hands properly and making Allah Akbar. Our feet are still, Hazrat says, we have to be 4 fingers apart. Our feet are 10 fingers apart. Supposed to be facing Qibla, it's facing east and west. So that reality still hasn't come. And then we say life is difficult. And I couldn't make it. It's like, you must have salah, I couldn't make it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, for tahajjud namaz, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu cried so much that shaitan came to wake him up. He says, just your crying was more better than your tahajjud, so much tawbah you made. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand the reality that namaz will do all our work. Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. And a person should not be unmindful of this namaz. Don't miss it out and don't delay, don't be negligent in the salah. Otherwise a person, and not only we, no creation of Allah. Every creation of Allah is not unmindful of salah. Allah gave salah, as we will learn, that just a portion, one portion of salah to every creation. So that is what Hazrat is actually mentioning, that insan, you shouldn't be unmindful. When the whole creation is not unmindful of salah, how can we be unmindful? For example, Hazrat is now explaining that the different creation, how Allah gave them just one part of salah. Na darakh, na imarat, na parinde, na hayawanat, na hasharat, na zameen, na para, pahar, na sitara, na asman, na arwa, na farishte, Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, not any creation, whether it's the trees, that is all the vegetation, whether it's the buildings also, where there is the birds and all the animals that are flying around, where there is all the other animals in the jungle, etc., where there is those insects that are crawling on the ground, where there is the earth itself, where there is the mountains, where there is the stars, where there is the skies, where there is the souls, where there is the angels also. Each one is busy in salah. But they only got one aspect of salah. As for example, Hazrat is now further explaining, jaise ke namaz, the namaz e darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. For example, what is the salah of the trees and the buildings? They are all standing up, so they are only in qiyam. All their life, they are only in qiyam all the time. They are in the standing posture. Aur parinde aur hayawanat ki ruku mein, and the birds and other insects that are four-legged, you'll see, the birds are very, say, mostly they flying around. So they are in ruku. And the other animals that are the four-legged, they are in ruku all the time. So they are in that aspect of salah. Allahu Akbar. Or tamam hasharat ki sujood. And all the insects that are crawling on the ground, they are totally flat. In fact, like the Hanafi madhab, the woman should make their salah totally flat. And so they are close to the salat of the insects that are flat on the ground. They in sajda all the time. And that is why from here also we learn. Many times a person goes haram sharif, the Salafis tell the woman folk, the ladies, that no, you mustn't make your salat flat. You must keep your hands up like the men. No, you mustn't listen to them. Woman must be flat on the ground. There's haya, there's shame. Anyway, or zameen, and what is the salat? The earth also, the zameen or pahar ki ku'ud mein, and the mountains and the earth, what is there, the aspect of salah, they are in the sitting posture all the time. All the time they in the sitting posture. Or sitaro or asman ki harkat, Allahu Akbar. And what is the salah of the stars and the salah of all the galaxies, the whole heaven that is all rotating all the time. Their salah is movement. In salah there's movement. You move from this posture to the next posture to the next posture. So they are all the time in movement. Allahu Akbar. Or arwa or farishto ki taharat or tasbih. And what is the salah of the pure souls? And what is the salah of the malaika? Their salah is purity. That how pure they are. And in salah, you have to first purify, and their salah is tasbih. They are praising Allah Ta'ala all the time. So all the creation got one aspect of salah. And then further, or kalima is shahadat, and the malaika also, there the salah is tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, reciting the kalima shahadat, etc. And, or tilawat-e-Quran, some are engaged in making tilawat of Quran-e-Kareem, or dua, and some are engaged in making dua for the creation, like we learn in the month of Ramadan, those farishtas that are praising Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, you stop your praises now, say ameen to the duas of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make dua for them also. So Allah Akbar, that is one aspect. In namaz, there's dua also. The main aspect of namaz is ihdina sirata mustaqeem. That dua. So we see all the creation got only one aspect of. Aur insaan ko ke khalis chela sarkari hai. Sari khubiya tore aur thore arse mein marhamat farmaye. An insaan who is the main person in the court of Allah. That Allah made us the best of all creation. Allah says, laqad khalaqnal insana fi ahsani taqwim. So much so that Allah says all other creation, if I wanted them to come into existence, I just said kun. But insan khalaqtuka biyadi, I created you with my hands. Allah doesn't have hands like us, aliyazu billah. But Allah shows how special you are. And then Allah Ta'ala blessed us with the greatest blessings, that all this ibadat put together in two rakats namaz, Allah blessed us with. And our two rakats is maybe 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes. Allah says, Thore arse mein, in a short while, we have blessed you with such a great ni'mat. So if a person just ponders for a while, that the whole creation is busy in salah, and I am going for 2 minutes, for now your two nafal, you won't miss it out. You say, how can I miss out? Forget your faraz, etc. Now how eager you'll be to go to for salah. اور خلیفہ کر کے سب پر اس کو حکم دیا. And then not only that, Allah made you his khalifa, his vicegerent on the earth. And Allah gave you control of the earth. That now you are ruling countries. And not only countries, you are controlling the earth, you are controlling the oceans. Big, big submarines, small men, piloting a big ship. It is totally impossible. But who gave walakad karramna bani Adam? Allah says, we gave you so much honor, so much dignity. And to get this honor, we gave you this great gift of salah. That you show your slavery in front of Allah, then your honor will only increase all the time. As Allah, as Father Hazrat explained here, jisne farmaa bardari ki, aur hukam baja laya, aur uska mansab kaim raha, aur behesti hua, that person would realize who I am. I am the special person in the court of Allah. I am his vicegerent. So I must live up to that position. Today we see many people canvassing, I must become a minister. But when he gets that position, he abuses it. The moment you abuse it, you lose it. So we also, Allah has made us to be the slave of Allah, is the highest position. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah raised him to Miraj, Allah said, Subhanallah asra bi abdihi, my special servant, where I took him. Anzala ala abdihi, I revealed upon him Qur'an-i Kareem. So when a person realizes his position, realize who you are, your value, and you live up to that, you try to fulfill your duty properly, Allah says you became a jannati, baheshti ho gaya. That now you already, you got your place in Jannat. You know one salah and where your stages are being raised all the time. Aur jisne nafarmani ki, aur is par kayam raha, wo be mansab. And a person who doesn't realize his value, like today we don't know we insan. We love like animals and we don't realize. So you haven't realized your value and you stay on that. Somebody tell you, don't do this. Don't go to this place. You say, no, it's my life. I can do it. So you do not worth being the slave of Allah Ta'ala. So then Allah kicks you out of his court. You lose your position. And you don't even realize. Now you're heading to the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala save us to make us realize any person. If you working for any boss, etc., you don't come on time for work, or you don't come to work, he's not going to keep you. Even your own father, he'll tell you, come, you know, you run the shop. You're not coming on time, you're not looking, you say, bhai, you rather stay out of the shop. Go and find your own work. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, has made us his slave, and Allah doesn't need us. But we come casually, or we don't come for namaz, and we don't realize we remain on there, then what will happen? Allahu Akbar. Or ilan, or ulta pao dozakh mein girega. We don't realize we're moving backwards in life, and we are being thrown headlong in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala save us. And one sign that we are going back towards the fire of Jahannam, our Dada Shaykh says, like in this world you get different companies and they got the headquarters. The headquarters companies, all the branches are attached to the headquarters. So then the computers are linked. So we also, we got two headquarters. One is Jannat and Jahannam. The headquarters Jannat is a peaceful place. So if you are obeying Allah's commands, you will see peace in your life. Even if you're sick, even some conditions come, but you won't go into a state of anxiety. You won't go into depression. And if you are not connected to Jannat, and you're just living a reckless life, then you'll see depression and difficulties in your life, and you say, why me? And you still have that audacity, Allah save us. So that was one aspect that how all the different creation have got different aspects of namaz. Then further, all the other ibadat are also in two rakat namaz. Aur janna chahe ke jo koi namaz panchgana na ada karta hai, usko sawab panchgana ada karta hai, usko sawab aisa milta hai. And then also realize, a person who tries to be punctual on his salah, he gets the sawab not only of performing two rakat namaz, but for every two rakats you perform, you get the namaz, jaisa zakat, or hajj, or roze, or jihad. That in the two rakats you are giving zakat also. In the two rakats you are performing hajj also. In the two rakats you are making jihad also. In which way? That is tarah ke kharach pani aur kapre ka khuda ki bandagi ke waste kare. that what is zakat, you have to spend in the path of Allah. And to make namaz, you have to pay for water, you have to pay for clothing. Like Hazrat says, today we don't realize, we go to the through masjid, we just open the tap, we think it's free of charge. But it, you have to be paid for. And a person who realizes, who got some intelligence and realized that no, they got expenses, they have to pay for water and light. Then you go to any masjid, you won't just use it free of charge. You'll put in the lillah box that I use as masjid's facilities, etc. Similarly, like people send their children to madrasa, etc. They should realize that there is expenses incurred and the ustads have to be paid, etc. One pious alim in the beginning, Hazrat says that there was no madrasa fees here for education fees. Then the alim said, but how the ustads are getting paid? Said, no, we, our collections. So he said, my child is studying there. We can afford it. Why don't you put a fee, student fee? So we must pay for it. I can't let my child enjoy the charity of somebody else when I can afford it. So from then there was madrasa fees. And those who realize the value of knowledge, they paid for it. And those who don't realize, they tell children got so lot money to spend on sweets and other things, but they can't pay madrasa fees. Today we are paying exorbitant prices for school, but madrasa fees, lot of excuses, because we don't know the value. So as I say, it's exactly like that. Similarly, we come to the khanka, we eat, it seems free of charge, but they're paying for it. You go to a jalsa, you're taking kitabs also that are giving, been given out. Somebody paid for printing. You pay, you will get your share. So this is zakat in namaz. A person even learns like how to now become generous, spend your wealth in the path of Allah. Then hajj, or khuda ki bandagi ke waaste kare, bajaye zakat ki hai. Aur rukh hona taraf ke Kaaba ke hajj hai. And in facing our direction towards Kaaba Sharif, that is like going for hajj. That when you come for hajj, you have to face the direction, directly you standing in front of Kaaba Sharif. Here you are so far away, so in namaz you got your hajj already. Takbir-e-tahreema bajaye ihram ke hai. And when you say your Allahu Akbar, the first takbir, not just lifting your hands, to say Allahu Akbar, which is called takbir-e-tahreema, it's now like you put on your ihram. When you put on your ihram, 8 things are prohibited. For example, now you can't touch your wife with lust, etc. You can't put itar. So when you saying your takbir-e-tahreema, so many things that are permissible out of namaz, now becomes haram in namaz. Or muh taraf qibla ke karna, bajaye tawaf hai. And when you're facing the qibla, is now you making your tawaf. And kara hona bajaye wukuf arafat ke. When you're standing in namaz, it's like you're standing in arafat. Allahu Akbar. Or ruku or sujood or rakate maning dore. And when you go for ruku, you get for sajda, it's like you're running between Safa and Marwa. Allahu Akbar. So your whole hajj is in namaz. Darmiyan Safa Marwa, or mawkuf karna khana peena bajaye roza ke. And to stay away from food and drink in namaz is like you keeping roza in namaz. So all these ibadat and all the ibadat of the whole creation put together in 2 rakat salah, Allah has given His honorable slave. So shouldn't we appreciate and shouldn't we be eager to come for salah? Allah give us the reality, and Allah Ta'ala make us His true slaves.